your B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bow and producer Hope. Is that the hotline going on?
Yeah.
Let me see. Is that her?
Good morning.
Oh, sleepyhead in Nashville.
Hello, sunshine.
It's producer Hope.
Yeah, we know who it is. Finally calling in.
Guys, it's me. It's Hope.
We're ready to call the authorities, make sure you're okay, because you went ghosting us here. In other words, you're just waking up. You had a long party night with all the big country artists down in Nashville for the CMAs. Who were you hanging with last night?
John Morgan was there. If you remember us hanging out with him at Grappa this summer.
Yeah.
I got to see him, Chase Beckham.
Oh,
from Guitars and Stars last week.
Wait a second. Did Chase think you're stalking him? Was he like, oh, it's Hope again?
He was like, please don't ask me to find another baby picture of myself.
Oh, yeah. That's probably...
Oh, yeah, and then he did the Star Wars voice for us.
He did.
If you didn't see that, you know what, I'm going to post that, pin it to the top real quick so you can see him doing the Star Wars
Chase
voice.
Beckham.
Signing his little younger picture of himself. Who else did you hang with?
Jason Aldean, Dustin Lynch, and Blake Shelton were there, too.
And I love me some Blake.
Did you get some pictures? Did you hang with him?
I did not get any pictures with him, no.
Right. Did Chase Beckham warn them about you?
Yeah, that's probably what happened. Yeah.
That girl over there, she, just keep her back.
Yeah, watch.
She's Security. Got your baby pictures, and she's going to want you to sign them.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bow and producer Hope. Hope is our eyes and ears down in Nashville for the CMA Awards. She took her parents down with her. They're having fun. Put Mama D on real quick. What was something exciting last night that happened?
Jerry carrying 7 drinks in his hands up and down stairs because he wanted to be friends with everybody, so he was getting them all their drinks.
Wow!
Jerry, what a great idea! Guy Hope. After our own heart.
Hope's dad making friends through the beverages.
That's right.
Carrying 7 drinks, let me guess, he didn't spill one.
He made it back with almost full cups.
Okay. What are your activities for today? What do you got coming up pre-CMAs?
We've got a luncheon at 11. As soon as we get off this call, we're running to Target because we didn't pack enough clothes. So we're going to try and see if we can pick up some more clothes. And then we're hoping to run down to the red carpet and catch some people. We were walking around the arena yesterday trying to eyeball some things, and lots of things were blocked off. There were lots of tour buses.
Hang on a second. You just left yesterday. How can you be out of clothes already?
How did you not know how to do the math?
No. I packed clothes for sightseeing and drinking on Broadway. I did not pack clothes. Billy sent me invitations for more parties and things since I left my house yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't bring enough party clothes.
Well, and it's really a shame because you know how many dresses I own.
Oh, yes, I do.
That don't get to see the light of day. So I'm really disappointed in myself, but I didn't want to be dramatic. I didn't want to be obnoxious, and I underpacked. I also left my toiletry bag at home. So kind of been roughing it over here.
You
but
know,
it's fine.
Someone with a degree that you've been discussing, Miss, I have a degree in this. Nobody wants to listen to me when I want to plan the whole thing. She forgets her own stinking toiletry bag. I am not having you plan my trip.
No, me neither. Are you brushing your teeth with your finger? Be honest.
No, my mom was a Girl Scout, and she has 2 of most things. So she had a brand new toothbrush from the dentist that she was like, you don't need to go to the store. Here's a brand new toothbrush.
Here's
a second toothpaste. We don't need to go to the store to get a razor. Just take this head and we'll switch it out.
Thank God for mom.
92.5 WBEE. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. You remember Jelly Roll said, so busy in 2025, I'm not going to have my own tour. I'm not going to have my own tour 2025. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wow, man, everybody loves him. He should be touring.
Right.
Well, he kind of tricked us because just announced Post Malone's Big Butt Tour, Big Butt Stadium Tour, is with Jelly Roll. So it's not Jelly Roll's tour. It's Post Malone, but Jelly Roll will still be touring next year.
So he said, myself.
Yes. He kind of tricked us there.
Clever.
Unfortunately, the closest is New York City, Pittsburgh. Hopefully, we could get him up closer to us. They're adding still more dates.
Right.
Come on up this way, Posty and Jelly, please.
Hello. I mean, at least Syracuse, here, Buffalo, somewhere.
Yeah, we're working on it, but yeah, Jelly Roll kind of tricked us. He will be out and about, but it's Post Malone's tour he'll be on.